Hello, welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only. You did it again.
What did I do?
You said pod.
But I meant to say on-demand digital radio show.
Yeah.
Huh. Weird.
Huh. Well, that confused person is Brian.
And that less confused person is Ben.
And this is the Amateur Tarot on-demand digital radio show. Thank you for joining us.
For entertainment purposes only.
Yes.
What we do here is we read the tarot on this on-demand digital radio show.
And sorry, I had to take a breath. I was running out of oxygen.
That's fair. You've been working hard.
Ugh. All right. There are a lot of different spreads.
There are. Some of them are super complex.
Yes. They involve many cards. 10 to 12 at times.
78 at times.
Ah, that doesn't seem like a reading so much as just like upending the deck on the table and being like, well, here you go. We don't do that. That would be a mess, and it would be very hard for you to keep track of 78 cards at one time while you're driving or walking the dog or cleaning dishes or mowing the lawn.
It would also be presumptuous of us to think that you wanted to listen to that garbage for that long.
Yeah, that is accurate.
We try and keep this garbage to 24 to 32 minutes.
Yes. And so to do that, we only draw three cards, and those are, in the order that we draw them, a recent past card, a current action, a recent past, a current action, and a future 100% money-back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
That's right.
Those are the three cards.
And then we do a fourth card, but it's not a part of that spread. That fourth card is for everybody, because we answer one question with our spread, and then we go ahead, and for everybody else that took the time to listen, we got a card for you too. Call that the card of the week, or in my notes, the cow.
It's just some Foley work.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I've done some.
It's been a minute since we've really called attention to your excellent, excellent Foley work.
Yeah, there's just so many things going on in this show that we can't bring them all up all the time, you know?
Right. It would overwhelm the walls.
Yeah.
Well, should we go ahead and do what we do?
Well, I have nothing else to add, so we might as well.
Let's go to Querence Corner. This week's question comes from Steve from STL. You can't trick us, Steve. We know you're a Steven.
We know you're a Steven at heart.
Yeah. But this week's question comes from Steve from St. Louis. And Steve says, how can I be a better person?
That's it.
That's a pretty straightforward question. Ben, do you have any pre-advice?
A straightforward question, but very deep. Like in the past, we have questions like, should I share my poetry? Very specific. How can I be a better person? Very big.
Very big.
Very big question.
Well, let's give him some pre-advice. How do you think Steve could be a better person? Just off the top of your head, what's the first thing Steve could do to be a better person?
You should probably call your mom more often.
That's good advice. I would say stop punching people.
Another good piece of advice.
So call your mom and stop punching people.
And now we'll see what the cards have to say.
All right. What deck are we using this week, Ben?
We're using the Fountain Tarot.
The Fountain. And we've used this deck before on this show, haven't we?
Yes, but it was last year.
It was prior to the rating system.
It was 2017.
Ooh.
We were so young then.
I forgot that this deck had silver edges.
It does. It does have silver edges.
I think that's really sexy for a deck.
Yeah, and it has a very cool, like, prismatic background with the moon on it. It's pretty neat. The cards themselves are very human-focused, I would say.
Yeah?
Like every card has a person on it, for the most part.
Oh, this is the deck with the Uncanny Valley, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Where a lot of the art looks human, but there's something slightly off about it. It's colored pencil drawings, and it's Rider-Waite-based, but it does take some liberties with that. I don't know why I feel compelled to do this. Because there are some cards that are like, meh, but there are some other cards that I very, very much like. Like the Moon card in this deck is very good. I saw it just a second ago. I'm throwing cards on the floor. I've ruined it all. But the Moon card, isn't this cool?
That is really awesome. It's got like two obsidian towers raising above the sea. And, oh, is there a dog there?
Yes.
There is.
And there's actually a wolf over here, just very hard, very faint.
Awesome.
So, Brian, I'm giving this deck 5 stars.
Bam, bam, bam.
Because there are some cards in it that I don't love, and some aspects of the deck that I don't love, but others that I really love. And so I feel like when you average it out, it's 5 stars.
I love that you love it that much.
It's grown on me. The first time I saw it, I was like, this is neat. And then it's grown on me.
Well, I'm glad that we waited to rate it until 2018.
Because when I had some time to grow?
Yeah, you've grown some, I've grown some, and the deck has obviously grown some.
Yeah. So I will shuffle this up, and perhaps the Fountain Tarot will tell Steven, or Steve, how to be a better person.
Yeah. What if it tells him to get out of Uncanny Valley?
Well, then he would be forced to stop being a robot and become a real boy.
And we would never recommend, not that we wouldn't recommend it, but we would never advise someone to stop being a robot. If a robot is what you want to be, if a robot is what you feel called to be a robot. You do it.
Well, let's get into the tarot card reading part of the show.
All right. How do we do this? I'm going to go ahead and...
flip.
The Star.
I think we actually had this card.
I think you are correct.
When we did this deck in October.
Yep.
So, the Star shows Glinda the Good Witch, I think. A young Glinda the Good Witch. And she is over a lake. Perhaps she's the Lady of the Lake.
Could be.
Do you think Glinda the Good Witch and the Lady of the Lake are the same person?
Well, there's several ladies of the lake, so it could be.
Hmm.
Maybe Glinda the Good Witch is the lady of the Lake of Oz.
Is the Lady of the Lake like the doctor?
Possibly. Possibly the Lady of the Lake is like the doctor because there are several ladies of several lakes, but you never see them at the same time.
Something to consider. So,
breaking news for Arthurian legend and the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. So this woman, Glinda the Good Witch / the Lady of the Lake / the doctor, is sort of like hovering above this lake with some spooky trees in the very far background. And she's kind of grasping this, I don't know what it is, like a beam of light, basically.
Yeah, I feel like it's
like a spear of light.
Yeah, it's a ray of light from a star.
Yeah. And she's kind of dancing on it.
Yeah, not provocatively.
No. It's a very good card. It's a very, very good card. This is part of the reason why this deck gets 5 stars. So, the Star is about knowing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's about getting in touch with kind of your inside world and finding that star and that goal that's going to drive you forward.
Yep. And I think that that's what Steve has spent a lot of time in the past doing is, I mean, even by the basis of this question, like he's spent a lot of time looking inwardly, spent a lot of time being a hermit and figuring out what those goals are.
Mm-hmm. And do you think what he found was lacking since now he's coming to us saying, I want to be a better person? Or that is his star. His star is becoming a better person.
I think his star right now is becoming a better person. And I agree with the idea of what you said, but I don't think that Steve has come up lacking. I think that Steve is just in a constant pursuit of self-improvement.
I like that. So we'll go to our current, or what did I say? Current action?
Current action. Action.
Flip.
That makes me think that we're going to put an action pod in the coffee maker. And it's
isn't that what it is? What is coffee if not an action pod?
Yeah, it is. The Keurig action.
Sponsor us?
Yeah, sponsor us. Get at us.
Weren't people like breaking their Keurigs because they dropped Sean Hannity or something?
Something like that. That never makes sense to me, like why you would buy something and then break it because people already got the money.
Yeah.
That's
kind of how I feel about my vegetarianism. It's like, well, if this meat is already here, I didn't buy it, but me not eating it isn't going to bring the animal back to life.
You mean if the meat is already here in the meal that you're eating?
Yeah, like if I go to somebody's house and they're like, here's this meat. And I'm like, well, me not eating this isn't going to bring that animal back to life.
Yeah, I am kind of a lazy vegetarian in the same way. I will go out of my way to not order meat dishes. Mm-hmm. But if someone serves me a meat dish or if I go to some place that, like if I end up at a barbecue place with work, I'm going to order barbecue because I really like barbecue and it's already being served.
Good discussion.
Anyway, let's see what the Keurig action is.
Let's put that action pot in there.
The Four of Wands.
All right. Let me get a look at this. Huh. Four of Wands. It's a beach party.
Hey.
we're kind of zoomed out. There's a beach party, and then like four rays of light coming out of the beach party. Four giant lightsabers.
I like this.
The Four of Wands is a great card.
It's really, it's about stability and about family, whether that is found family or given family.
So maybe what I said before was right. If this is his current action and he needs to find some stability through family, maybe he does need to call his mom more.
Yes. And stop punching people. We haven't gotten to that card yet, I still think it's sound advice.
No, but I think that maybe the way to be a better person is through this family aspect.
Is it maybe because you become what you believe in? You become what you surround yourself with? So,
oh, like that you're the sum of the five people you spend the most time with?
Yeah. So if you spend more time with your family and you get you like wring all the good pieces out of them and into yourself, because they're the people that you can do that most openly with, in theory.
Well, let's see if the future card bears that out. Flip.
The Two of Swords.
Another good one. This is another good card that I like. It's got a blindfolded woman wearing a sheet? I don't know. Because you can see her undies.
I think it's a robe. And she's walking on the ocean, so... Yes.
But she's not walking on water, it doesn't seem. There seems like there's two stones she's standing on in the tumultuous ocean. And she's holding two swords aloft, and she's blindfolded.
And the Two of Swords is all about making a tough decision. And so she has these two swords. They're both two ideas that she holds in equal status. She's standing on two stones. They're both supporting her weight. And when she makes the choice to one stone or another, when she makes the choice of one sword or another, she does necessarily have to give up the one that she didn't choose.
It's an interesting future card.
Yeah.
Because it's a card that basically just says, there is a choice that will need to be made. Mm-hmm. But we don't have any follow-up on making that choice.
Should we get some follow-up?
We might need it.
All right. Let's see. Let's get some clarification on that choice. The Seven of Coins.
Okay.
All right.
So the Seven of Coins here, we see a man, a blonde man with maybe a blonde mustache. Hard to say. No, maybe not. Just the shadow. And he is at a table holding two of seven clams? Lettuce wraps?
They look like weird roses. No. I don't know. Cabbages?
Something.
They might be cabbages because that is definitely Hell's Kitchen host Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, you're right. It is. Okay. So we've solved that mystery at least. Okay. So the Seven of Coins is a card. It's the waiting card.
Mm-hmm.
It's a card about having put in the effort and then needing to reap the rewards. So I've solved this mystery. Have you solved this mystery, Brian?
I've solved this mystery, but... You go ahead and say your solution.
I solved last week's mystery. I mean, if you want to solve this week's mystery.
Okay, well, I think that...
It was old man Jenkins.
He was haunting the amusement park himself.
Yes.
For the insurance money.
Solve the mystery.
So, you work hard in your life, Steve. And you work hard on yourself. And so, that's what everything is leading up to. You've got the star, so you've got your goal. Your goal is to be a better person. You got the Four of Wands. That's saying, lean on the people that you're closest to. Lean on your family, so to speak, and find out what they have to offer in terms of self-improvement. And then you need to make a choice. There's going to be branching paths of what you can do to be a better person, branching paths of what you can do to improve yourself. And the choice that the cards seem to be saying you need to embrace is wait. Wait on that hard work that you've done. And wait until it pays off, and that will show you the next thing that you need to do. If you just keep barreling ahead, then you're not going to be able to notice the improvement that you're making.
Cool. Good.
Did I solve it?
Yeah.
All right.
There's this podcast I listen to called Reply All. It's quite good. You should listen to it as well. Not you, Brian, but you, the Walls.
What is a podcast?
I'm sorry. It's a digital on-demand radio show.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Yeah, it's called Reply All. It's quite good. But they do this segment on there called Yes, Yes, No, where they read a tweet to their boss, and they get the tweet, but their boss doesn't get the tweet, and then they explain the tweet, and then they get to Yes, Yes, Yes. So I feel like we've just gotten to Yes, Yes on this mystery of the Terra.
I'm not going to lie to you. I did know what a podcast was, but I do not understand the bit you just told me about.
Okay, so they, like, find a tweet.
Uh-huh.
And you've probably been on Twitter. I don't get on it anymore.
I'm on Twitter often.
It's a fiery hellscape.
Yes.
So I quit. But when I used to, like, there's jokes or things on Twitter. They're, like, quote tweeting other people and, like Milkshake Doc. You know Milkshake Doc.
Yes.
So that's, like, a very specific meme. And then people will use Milkshake Duck in some other context to comment on some other event. Mm-hmm. And like, if you don't know Milkshake Duck and you don't know what the event that they're commenting on is, you're very lost. Because you're like, what do these words mean?
Okay.
It's word salad.
Mm-hmm.
So on this segment, these two guys will find a tweet like that. And then they'll read it to their boss. And their boss will be like, I don't get it. I'm an old man and I'm dumb.
Okay.
And then they explain, they go back through and they're like, well, here's what a Milkshake Duck is. And here's what this event is. And so here's how it all makes sense. And then he's like, oh, I get it now. And then now they're not at yes, yes, no. Now they all understand the tweet. So they're at yes, yes, yes.
Each of the yeses is a person in that equation.
Yes, sorry.
And so we have reached yes, yes, which is 100% parity for us.
Yes, which in some ways is its own macro yes, yes, because I had to get you to yes
we were on at a this yes, concept. No. Yeah.
Yeah, we were at yes, no on this concept. And now we're at yes, yes.
That's great. I feel very good about that. This is probably the first time in history where explaining a joke makes someone feel better about it.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
I guess in that way, it wasn't funny. Well, thank you, Steve, for your question, is what Ben was just getting ready to say before I cracked him up.
Good luck on being a better person.
Yeah, good luck. And we didn't really get to it in the cards, but I'm going to say stop punching people.
All right, well, now we'll move into the card of the week. The part of our show where we give everybody some advice.
The part of the show for all y'alls, all you Sarahs and all you Steves out there, all you others. Let's get to it. This week we are using, which tarot are we using this week?
The steampunk tarot.
All right, and how do you, before you review the deck, how do you feel about steampunk in general, Ben?
I can be into it.
All right.
What I don't love about this deck so far is that all the cards are in order.
That's because I've never used this deck before.
Yeah, but then there's a lot of shuffling that has to go into that to make sure we do get a random sample.
But they're a normal-sized tarot deck, so that'll be easy.
That is good. Okay, well, it's about what you would expect for a steampunk tarot deck.
A lot of top hats and gears.
A lot of top hats, a lot of gears. The Fool, there's a guy here. A chimney sweep, but he's also got, I don't know what that is. He's got his little chimney sweeper, but also like a propeller of some sort on top of a stick. And he's got his top hat on, and he's like, yo-ho-ho.
So
standing on a rooftop.
How many cards do you think you'll go through going through the deck in order before you hit some sort of airship or zeppelin?
Seven.
Seven? Okay.
Well, I was close.
Yeah?
Because the chariot shows a woman with her steampunk goggles and leather and an umbrella, and she's on a chariot being pulled by two robot horses. Not an airship or a zeppelin. I think she's on the ground.
I'll take it.
I'm gonna find one. Actually, there's more cards here than you would think before finding an airship or a zeppelin. I haven't found one yet. Oh my god, look at the lobster. It's a gigantic robot lobster.
That's cool. And there's a cat on that card. The lobster, of course, being the moon card.
Yes. Brian, I cannot find an airship at this moment.
Wow. I just learned the difference between an airship and a zeppelin.
Well, enlighten us while I continue to look.
An airship is like a blimp, like the Goodyear blimp.
Okay.
And a zeppelin is a name brand of a blimp and an airship are two different things. A blimp is fully supported like a balloon, so it has no internal structure. It's just a bag of air. And an airship has like a metal structure underneath that holds it open, and it's pumped full of lighter-than-air air. and a Zeppelin is a brand name of airship.
You learned that on another digital on-demand radio show, 99% Invisible.
I did.
And I have found one on the page of cups, although it is not the focal point. It is just in the background.
It is in the background.
So
pretty far into the deck. I was wrong. I thought it was going to be like three or four cards in.
Well, if this deck had been in our order, we would have found it sooner because the focus of the Six of Swords is an airship.
Oh, there's a good one.
So what do I give this deck? I thought I wasn't going to like it. I thought it was going to be bad steampunk tarot, but it's good steampunk tarot. 4 stars.
Excellent. Ben is in a generous mood today.
Yeah.
I like it.
I gave the Fountain 5 stars. I gave this 4 stars. Last week I was giving out good ratings.
We got 9 stars out of 10 today.
That's pretty good.
That is a solid week.
That does not happen very often. Now I have to shuffle this deck very good because you've never used it and it's all in order.
The book for this deck is very good also.
It's a book.
It's a full-size book. Whoa. And it's got full page size pictures of every card.
7 riffle shuffles gets you to completely random.
We'll give you completely random.
And I'm close. And I'll stop here. Our card of the week this week? Flip. The 10 of Wands. Although she does not look overburdened. Here we have a young woman. She's wearing a dress and some sort of strange helmet with flowers where the like Princess Leia ears would be. She's got a quiver full of wands. She's also holding a wand that's lit up. And then she's walking through an alley in a city. And there's what I have to assume is the steampunk tarot cards swirling around her.
Very meta. So the book for this, the 10 of Wands, the quote is, "What is more burdensome, the past that is known or the future that is unknown?"
Deep.
The core meaning is carrying a large burden or many burdens. Wands, the suit representing our will, and consequently our intent, choices, and actions, culminate in this poignant scene of experience gained and determination discovered. She walks down the street carrying her bundle of wands, each one representing the repercussions of choices she made or actions she took. The cards littering the path behind her are face up, representing her conscious knowledge of her own past and how it has created her present situation. Both realizations weigh heavy on her, but being a creature of wands, she does not despair. On the contrary, she discovers her own inner determination, strength, and power. Shouldering what she created, her responsibilities, she uses her experience to light her way forward, bravely stepping onto the next as-yet-unrevealed card and into the unknown. When this card turns up,
oh my gosh,
it quite simply describes a burdensome time. But don't be distracted, for there's nothing simple about it, and there's much for you to learn now. Although this is not the most pleasant experiences, you should not be surprised by anything, as it is of your own design. An honest look at your actions will show you exactly how you came to this place. The 10 of Wands invite you to use that knowledge to light your way as you move ahead in your life, and tap into the strength you developed along the way. You may not be thrilled with the present, but you can make good use of it to ensure that your future is more to your liking.
My.
That was a lot, but
that was a lot.
It did tie it up at the end.
Yes. I would say that I feel good about giving this deck 4 stars because I like that interpretation of the 10 of Wands more than usual.
Yeah, the 10 of Wands is one of my favorite cards. I've never made a secret of that. And she, as Ben mentioned, doesn't seem to be struggling with these wands.
No.
She has discovered a smart way to do it. She has this backpack full of wands.
Yeah, the normal guy, he's just trying to carry them all awkwardly.
Really, really awkwardly. And so I like what she's done here, but what the author is putting forward is that your struggles are struggles that you've created yourself.
And that you can learn from them and use those learnings to power you forward into the next chapter.
And so that's what we suggest for you this week, is to take those struggles, put them on your back, and just let them be there. Let them be guides for you moving forward.
I will say that I don't love the meta-ness of putting your own deck into your tarot card.
I'll allow it.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you've given them permission. All right, that's it. That's the show. We've done it again.
Can you believe it?
Episode 70 in the books.
That's 70 episodes.
That's a lot.
You guys have been putting up with us for a long time. And if you want to continue putting up with us, then we're going to need some questions.
Yes, we do.
So why don't you get in touch with us at our website at amateurtarot.com.
You can also email us your questions directly to amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can call us at 314-325-6047.
I do like that all of our like domains and things like that are just amateur tarot and not pod because that would be awkward because we'd have to change them all to digital on-demand radio show.
Which would be very long.
Ugh, cumbersome. You can look at pictures of cards and do other stuff at Tarot Amateur on Twitter or at Amateur Tarot on Instagram. That's confusing.
Every
Just
week.
Keep mashing buttons and you'll find us.
You can talk to Ben on the digital hellscape that is Twitter at Making All This Up.
It'll probably take me several weeks to respond. You can tweet at Brian. He'll respond very soon at Zen Iron Man.
Within seconds.
The other thing that would be kind of you to do is rate and review this show on iTunes. If you give us 5 stars, then good things happen. And other people can find the show and send in their questions. If you're going to have trouble remembering to do that because right now you're on the highway, don't do it while you're driving. Instead, next time you're checking your email, please remember to rate and review the Amateur Tarot Digital On-Demand Radio Show.
And if you do, maybe you'll get read out loud, like this week's reader, Nate Darty.
No, he's not the reader. He's the reviewer.
This week's reviewer.
You're the reader.
Yes, Nate Darty. And Nate Darty says, Jupiter aligns with Mars. That's gravitational attraction. 5 stars.
Huh. Did we say that once? I don't think we did.
No, I don't think we've ever talked about
that. That sounds way too smart for us.
But the review reads, Amateur Tarot, how novel. Ben and Brian bring such chemistry to mysticism. I look forward to the new episode every week.
Thank you.
We look forward to you looking forward to it, Nate Darty.
Send in a question, why don't you?
Yeah. Maybe Nate Darty has, because we've answered 2 questions from Nathan's and 1 question from Nate.
Well, you know what? He can send in another.
Yeah, go for it.
It's been a while.
It could be that there's only 1 Sarah and 1 Steven. Who knows?
Just flooding the phone lines. Flooding the zone. That's a sports thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
What
flood the zone.
Is that in water polo?
I don't know. It might be.
I'm guessing before...
No, I think it's in regular polo when you flood the zone and you drown the horses.
Oh, no. Oh.
All right. Brian's got a Facebook group. You can join it.
We all have a Facebook group that you can join. Ben is an admin of that Facebook group.
I don't get on there much either because that is also a digital hellscape.
Yeah, Ben dropped Facebook before it was like the trendy thing to do. I have leaned harder into Facebook and started a Facebook group for you people.
Also,
so get on here and talk to me.
What's it called, the Amateur Tarot Facebook group?
It's called something very long. You can just get to it from Amateur Tarot on Facebook.
Okay, and my outline still says, thank you too, with no follow-up. So, this week, I'm thanking the Abominable Snowman.
Oh, because he started that restaurant in Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the
and
Yeti
it's quite
Chef.
Good. Yeti Chef, and it's quite good.
Do you know what he serves?
Ramen.
Oh, that's good.
Because it keeps you warm when it's cold. So, thank you to Yeti Chef.
And that's going to do it for us. So we hope to see you back here next week.
Yes. Can't wait to see you.
Bye.
I see the Clean Jokes book is still here. I'm not going to read from it. But
haven't
I'm
burned
just
it yet.
I'm just noticing things.